the fold until it happened. So you kind of got to make changes on the run, and I think we did a better job of that this last week with some movement throws, some getting out of the pocket, some heavier max protections, and I think he's done a really nice job of adapting it. And this is his first year in the offense as well. This is his first year at Iowa with Coach Ferentz. There's a lot of things different from him, and I'm really confident in what he's been able to do with us. And I think as a whole, we are really confident in him.
Do you feel like what you guys have tried has fit you?
I feel like everything he's asked me to do, I can do, and I certainly need to do a better job of it, but he's never asked me to do something that I thought was impossible. I feel like I can make the plays he's asked me to play, and I just got to do a better job of it.
Do you think that the shifting, Coach Ferentz mentioned this too, and this is probably it, I'm thinking, that you guys have had to change things every week because of, a little bit falls here and there, branding goes here and there, and there's been, the target's been changing for this offense every week, and you guys try to do as best. You try to game plan, but sometimes that what you can do best is not there. Right?
It changes every week, and I've said this a million times, but it's a completely different story every week against different defenses, and we've certainly mixed some things up. I thought we did some things last week really well that we did kind of for the first time. The movement throws, some max protections. We did some things to help our guys out up front against some good D linemen. So we got to find more ways just to make plays, and that comes down to execution. That certainly starts with me.
How about the uniform thing? I think at the beginning you guys were able to pick branch on your back.
Yeah.
Is that still the case?
That is the case, yeah. I think we picked that in camp, yeah.
What did you pick?
I'm the Iowa National Guard.
Oh, really? Okay. And you have a friend in that?
Yeah, I have a friend from back home that's in it.
A lot of guys have a tie. Probably more guys have ties than
yeah, I think a lot of guys know guys that have served and came out of high school and did that. I know I have several that did it, and I think it makes it that much more important and kind of a cool thing to do on Saturday.
I got to ask, with it being election day, not who you voted for, but say 20 years from now, you were told that somebody on this football team is going to run for president, who would be your first guest?
James Morris.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Why?
He's extremely intelligent. He's a guy that I think he's a political science major. I don't even know what that is. I'm not a big politic guy, but he certainly comes off as a future governor, a future presidential candidate.
Yeah, it's the exact same answer that Steve gave.
Yeah, and Steve would be the absolute last person I would see running for president because he's the strongest-minded political person in the locker room.